Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Hello, New York, and welcome to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Roy G. here with Bruce Hall. Bruce, how was your weekend? How did college football play
out
for you?
My weekend wasn't as good as yours, but I learned a big lesson. I hammered my alma mater, East Carolina. Went the other way with Southern Miss, and East Carolina won and killed a couple of teasers I had. But besides that, it was a great. I watched one of the best football games in college I've ever seen this early in the season. I watched Stanford beat the crap out of USC, the number two team in the country, with their wonderful head coach Lance Kiffin, who I can't stand because my son went to Tennessee, and I think Kiffin stayed there a year and left. He left town in the middle of the night, yeah. And the guys, you know, and he left Tennessee, and I'm pretty sure Tennessee's on probation now, some kind of NCAA probation. But anyway, we got a big I know where you were yesterday because I talked to you all day. Roy was at FedEx Field where the Redskins generally play, and they'll have a few good concerts there from time to time. They do have some really good college games. There's two college games, I think, in the next two or three weeks there.
There's Pitt versus Cincinnati.
Yeah, and Virginia Tech's playing somebody there, too, because I have to get eight tickets for a friend of mine's daughter, which I'm looking forward to doing for Megan. But listen, West Virginia played a high school team.
Yep.
At FedEx Field at James Madison High School in Vienna, Virginia. No, I'm sorry. It was James Madison University Harrisonburg, Virginia. Listen, they've had some great teams because it wasn't that long ago. I want to say they either beat Virginia Tech or the University of Virginia.
They beat Virginia Tech last year, yeah.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. First game of the season, right? And the kid that beat him was a quarterback at Centerville High School, which is, you know, in Northern Virginia, and the guy wasn't recruited by anybody. He walks on at JMU, and he earns a scholarship, and he beats them. They didn't do that to your West Virginia Mountaineers yesterday.
No, absolutely not. But they did win a are they the D1AA? Is that what they are?
Well, they were 1AA, yes. I don't think they won it last year. They've won it before.
They won it, I want to say, 3 years ago championship.
It was. They've had great teams. And if you live in Virginia and you're listening to the show, I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm with Roy Edwards, who everybody's starting to get to know. And if nothing else, he's the guy there holding the beer. And got the headphones on and talking to people all over the place at all these games. SportsManCave.com/Morgantown, I guess.
SMC Morgantown, yep.
SMC Morgantown, and he had a bunch of his near guys there because I looked at pictures online. Yep. Everybody looked like they were having a good time. It was a beautiful, beautiful day.
Yeah, it was a great day. Absolutely.
It was like 80 degrees, 82 degrees. Mm-hmm. Wasn't a cloud in the sky. You needed some sunscreen. But I got to tell you something. The thing about that game was this guy put up Heisman-like numbers.
Yep.
But will he be able to use those numbers? Like, won't they like handicap those numbers?
Yeah, but you got to understand that RG3, Robert Griffin III,
right?
It's that thin.
Yeah, but he came from a division. But RG3 came from a Division I program.
Same division. That's what I'm saying, Robert.
I'm not arguing with you, but I'm saying that they played JMU.
Right. No. My point is that the Big 12, which is where Robert Griffin III played. And that's where Geno Smith
played.
Is where
they are now.
Right, that's where they're playing now.
Right.
So
We'll see how good he is.
If you follow the Big 12, you know that the secondary is not very good conference-wide.
Well, we'll see how good they are right in the next 10 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, they have how many games left? 10 or 11?
Don't
they play like 12 or 13?
Yeah, they play 12.
And then they'll have a bowl game, obviously.
And they play Maryland next week.
Their goal, West Virginia, is to be in the top 10, obviously. And if they can get in the top 10, they're going to get in a good BCS game.
Yeah, well, the Mountaineers will tell you that they're looking at a national championship. That's where their eyes are focused.
I got news for you. Alabama, stop. Mm-hmm. That unless eight of their players get injured, they're going to win it hands down. I've never seen anything like it. They play Arkansas yesterday. Who Arkansas, you know, had a head coach with some doll on the back of a bike.
Motorcycles a little too well.
He lost his job, Bobby Petrino.
What a dummy.
You know, he is an idiot. Now, look, I want to get everybody ready. Clark Judge, who's with CBS and is an NFL columnist, an NFL insider, and just a great guy that I met actually on Twitter, and I'm looking forward to meeting Clark soon. He's doing one of their games of the week, Philadelphia and the Ravens. Now, it doesn't get any better than that. A lot of people picked Philadelphia this year to be in the Super Bowl. I don't know why, but they did. I'm not convinced they're going to be there in the NFC. I really like San Francisco. And Clark is – he's a West Coast guy now. Clark was in Baltimore and worked in Baltimore in the early 80s, late 70s, and he's going to have a lot of perspective – on this game coming up today, mm-hmm. and he should be calling in the next 5 to 10 minutes. Looking forward to hearing from Clark when he calls in. And if he doesn't call in, I'm gonna have to try to find his number on my cell phone and call him. But looking forward to talking to him about that. We're gonna be talking about all of the NFL games coming up.
Yep.
I actually have, and I never usually do this. I have about 8 games picked today. I have 2 totals, 2 overs. I do like an under with you, but I don't like to play the unders. But the Miami game, I don't see how anybody – it's going to be a field goal fest.
When we get our picks together this week, though, we have to write them down. Bruce and I –
I found the sheet. That's why the last time
it.
I – yes, the
well,
last
you took,
time
you
I
took
talked,
it. You took it last
yeah,
week, right?
Yeah, I did. And what it is, Roy, I don't know if you noticed, but I read a lot of papers. So I thumbed through like 100 pages that I had ripped out of stuff, and it was in the Baltimore Sun page that had all the picks on it.
And I'm pretty sure you took it last week, right?
I barely won. I won by one game.
Yeah.
And I can't remember. We had two of the same games.
We had 2 or 3
of
the same plays.
Two of the same.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I think you had a total when I had Carolina or something.
Yeah,
like we might have both had Carolina.
And we
actually
will write this down. We're going to make Matt write it down.
Well,
we need to make Matt do something.
We were texting back and forth last week, like trying to figure out who each other had.
We got it. We got it because I found the thing finally. Because I wasn't even going to. Well,
Bruce and I are very competitive.
I basically
people.
Threw it out. We went from 100. We're down to 10 a week. I don't want to break Roy.
Well, because we don't condone gambling here.
Yeah,
on
we
Bruce
do.
Hall
we
Sports.
Have absolutely.
It's all points.
Hey, and by the way, let's talk.
10
hey,
points.
Can we talk real Monopoly. Quick? Can we talk real quick about our fantasy league?
Yeah, absolutely.
Matt, you suck.
Matt does suck.
All right,
Matt,
I'm putting it out there. Anybody in our league? I'll give up either RG3. Or
Drew Brees.
Matt's
Drew Brees
looking to make
a
trade
for,
a
wide
for
receiver,
some for some good wide receiver,
a Matt, wide receiver and a running back.
Matt
We're not
does
giving
suck
it up for nothing.
Roy,
Matt,
you got to help him because there are
terrible.
Plenty of good wide receivers still available.
Mm-hmm. He's awful.
You don't even have to trade anybody.
We don't even have a waiver.
We don't have a waiver fee. Although we'll charge you $10 for each move you make.
We will.
I'm Bruce Hall. We're moves. Charging Matt big money for his waiver moves. You know what? I didn't think I'd like. Yeah, I love baseball fantasy because it gives you a reason to look at all of the box scores every mm-hmm. morning. But the NFL's fun too.
It's fun, right?
Well, I'll tell you what's really fun is watching these guys on NFL Network, mm-hmm. watching these guys on ESPN that have all these shows. Some of them are average. Some of them aren't that good. But the guys that are good, they're real good.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. The guys that know a lot about fantasy and who they want to play, they're the same guys that could be good handicappers.
Yep.
And by the way, I've got to plug this. NHBowl.com, that's National Handicappers Bowl that I compete in. If you go to NHBowl.com and look at last week's results, guess who's in first place? Me.
Matt Lynch.
Me. No.
Definitely not
you don't
Matt Lynch.
Compete.
No.
Oh, I am.
I would love
for
you to pay $1,500 a year and compete.
I am in our other
league.
Oh, the
Pick'em League.
The Pick'em League. Who's in number first place?
I didn't even put my picks in this week.
Yeah, but your cat made the picks.
No, I threw darts.
Oh, there you go.
Did you really throw darts?
All right. You want me to do this now, don't you?
Please do.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be right back.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. And
the education of Matt Lynch.
We get into a little bit of fantasy talk here.
Never thought I'd be doing that, but it is exciting. And for all you guys out there that play fantasy, let me tell you, today's a big day.
It is a very big day.
It's a huge day. It's a big day because there's some great matchups in the NFL. We're going to talk about those here in a second. We're going to talk about baseball. For you baseball people that absolutely love what I have to say about baseball, and Roy, because we do pick some winners. Mm-hmm. We're actually pretty good. I've always been real good at handicapping Major League Baseball. When you get down to the nitty-gritty here at the end of the season, when you got like seven or eight teams that are vying for a playoff spot, there are must-win days. And generally speaking, teams do win when they must win if they're good and they have a good pitcher on the mound, but not all the time. There's certain ones you have to throw out, and there's certain ones you got to jump on. Problem is, if you jump on a baseball game, you're giving away some big odds. Mm-hmm. In the NFL, it's all about points. And, you know, we're going to go through the games right now, Roy. And before we do, mm-hmm. real quick, I just want to take 2 minutes and talk about college football.
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right, everybody out in my listening audience, stand up. Whoa, did you feel that?
No.
Nobody stood up. They all stood up at the same time. Everybody stand up. Sorry. Okay, take your right hand and touch the top of your head. All right, now here's what I want you to imagine. Where the top of your head is Alabama, okay? And USC, after last night, they'll be lucky to be in the top 10. LSU will be number 2 this week, definitely. They're somewhere around your breasts.
Breastuses.
Your breastuses. They're right around your chest. And listen, everybody else after that starts at your belly button and works its way to the floor. That's the way college football is, in my opinion, right now. I don't see anybody giving Alabama, getting within 20 points of Alabama anytime this year. Mm-hmm. I see USC maybe coming back. If they don't lose another game, if they look super impressive, you know, this loss at Stanford, who was number 21 yesterday, who should be in the top, in my opinion, yeah. 5 or 6 by the end of the week, you know, that's a good football team. They matched up real well. And if you watch that game, if you're on the East Coast, it ran very late. If you're in the Midwest, it wasn't so bad. If you're on the West Coast, it wasn't that late of a game. Oregon won 63-14, but they played nobody. Tennessee Tech, Oklahoma they didn't even play. Florida State beat a Wake Forest team that beat them twice in the last 3 years, 52-0.
And there's a big feel-good story in there as Chris Thompson. He broke his back last year. People said he would never play again. On 14 carries in that game, rushed for 197 yards and 2 scores. So very good feel-good story there.
That's amazing. Now,
they
look,
were talking about that on any game that you were
watching. Oh, I know. Well, year. I mean, it's all about stories anyway. Anyway, South Carolina was ranked number 8. They beat UAB out of Conference USA. UAB's terrible.
Yeah, blew them out.
They beat them 49-6. Your West Virginia Mountaineers beat James Madison University, 42-12. And I love JMU. Don't get me wrong. But West Virginia, I mean, they're in a different league. Michigan State, they might have played themselves deep down in the top 25. They lost 20-3 to Notre Dame. Now, Notre Dame, everybody was expecting them to be a lot better last year, and they didn't show it. This year, they're starting to look like the team that everybody thought they'd be.
Yeah, exactly.
Clemson beat Furman. That's an in-state kind of grudge match, 41-7. They'll stay right around the top 10. Ohio State beat Cal. Now, that's a big win for Ohio State. They won 35-28, and I'm pretty sure they were underdogs in that game. Virginia Tech is done.
Virginia Tech gave
up 600 total yards Pittsburgh. Not the Steelers, the University of Pittsburgh.
Who sucks?
Well, no, they don't suck. They're actually very good.
They're 1-2 now.
Yeah, but they're very good. And everybody thought they were going to be a lot better. So when they lost that first opening game
to nobody. I don't
well,
even
yeah,
know who
but
they played.
It's a decent team, but it's a Division I AA team. They got beat. Texas won. They scored. They put up a 50-burger last night late. Kansas State has a good team. They beat North Texas. TCU beat Kansas, who is an up-and-coming team, 20-6, and blah, 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 and we're all done. Stanford will move, and Notre Dame will move. In my opinion, they will both move down substantially in the top 25 this week.
Stanford and Notre Dame should both move into the mid-teens. That would be my guess.
You know, I want to know. Do me a favor, Matt or Roy, when you pull up all the NCAA scores here in the next minute or so,
yep.
Find out how Fordham did, because that was a big game. That was the game we were giving tickets away
for. That's right.
It
was.
The Fordham ball club, within, what, 20 minutes of the station up in New York. UConn beat Maryland yesterday. The line was 3 on that game. I loved UConn because Randy Edsall basically left in the middle of the night when he left UConn for Maryland. Made a lot of young men very upset. And I read nothing but interviews from these guys all week long, and all they said was, no comment, but I can't wait to get on the field. Yeah. Well, they had the lead pretty much the whole game. Maryland scored 14 points in the fourth quarter, but they just looked like they weren't that well coached. Now they're starting a rookie, starting a freshman quarterback who's not all that good and didn't look like he knew how to handle the time the clock at the end of the game either. Georgia Tech destroyed Virginia, by the way. God, that was ugly. Yes, Matt, you're holding up your hand. What would you like?
All right, I was just letting you know Fordham beat Cornell 34-27.
All right.
Now, that was a hell of a game.
All right.
How about Fordham?
How about those
They're
Fordham?
The Rams, the Fordham Rams. I love Fordham. And you know, what great NFL coach, you know the answer to this.
I believe you.
What great NFL coach played and coached at Fordham?
That I don't know.
Vince Lombardi.
Did he really?
Yeah, he was one of the – they called him the five granites of steel or something. I don't know.
I did not know that.
Or the five blocks of granite. There was the offensive line. Vince Lombardi was a guard, and he only weighed like 185 pounds. But back then, all you did was basically fight the guy in front of you, and the runners behind you just tried to pick through all the fights because you're just punching guys. Mm-hmm. Nobody had face masks. No, you know, you had pads, but they didn't work. You know, you had a helmet that didn't work. It was leather. A leather helmet. Could you imagine having a leather helmet and headbutting some guy? That would have to leave a mark.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, my grandfather played in that era. And right now he has no teeth, knees bowed. And he got the crap beat out of him in those times. So
well,
you hear about concussions now.
Yeah,
you look at the injuries back in the day.
These guys were tough as nails. Plus back then, you know, it was more about control. It was controlling the football. There were a lot of games back then that ended 0-0.
Yeah, but now it's all about speed.
Well, now it's all about speed and on the defensive side of the ball, it's about keeping people in front of you.
Yeah.
I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. We're waiting on Clark Judge. He's supposed to call in sometime during this first hour.
Before we hit any other things,
I want to talk about football soon. Go ahead.
We got some fantasy football news implications, I guess, that happened here.
From our stuff?
Matt Forte. Is to miss 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah, he's done. It was his foot, right? His ankle. He's got a high ankle sprain.
DeSean Jackson and Macklin will both play.
Yeah, but all you got to do is hit him in the mouth, and they're done for the
day.
And
Steve Smith will play as well. And Gates.
Now, when you say Steve Smith, you mean the Steve Smith in Carolina?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good news because I got the over there.
And then Antonio Gates has a rib issue, but it looks like he's going to go.
You know, it's always something with him. Did you hear the guys on the league? No, it's not even that. It's just there's always something wrong with him. For like 5 years, it's been his foot. Remember?
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a bad foot. He's got a
Which affects his game more than
anything
else.
Well, yeah, sure. He's got like size 20 shoes, you know, cleats. But and the guy was a basketball player. Where? At Kent State, right? Didn't he go to Kent State? And he was a basketball player. And he ended up not being a first-round draft choice, but they drafted him in the lower rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up he's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. There's
absolutely.
No question about it.
Yeah,
plus, he's on Bruce Hall's fantasy team called the Inner River Dogs, named after my college summer baseball team. Let's start talking. Roy, can you pull up the games? Because I'm going to do these off the top of my daggone head right here. Give me the first game you want to talk about.
NFL games?
Let's talk about the rate. Let's talk about the featured game. The Ravens.
Okay.
And the Philadelphia
You don't
want to
save
Eagles.
That for last?
No. Let's talk about it first because I want everybody to know how I feel about it before Clark calls. Yes, Matt.
You don't have to do that. Well, you can also follow like along with our picks if you go to BruceHallSports.com. The picks are up there right now.
So. Yeah, I haven't put in my picks yet. So
no, well, most of mine are in there. I throw a blog down usually Friday or Saturday, and I send it to Matt, and he's nice enough to put it up on my blog. Go to BruceHallSports.com, and you can see how I feel about all these games. And I've actually added a few things to those, and there'll be a few things off the top of my head. But let's talk about the Eagles. Last week, they were terrible. Yeah. They should have lost the game.
Four picks, Michael two fumbles.
Vick, yeah, no touchdowns, right? Did he throw a touchdown? Yeah, he threw one right at the end of the game.
Yeah. They're the winning touchdown.
That was at the end of the game, mm-hmm. and it looked like they weren't going to win. He was so happy, jumped up in the air, and some 350-pound lineman caught him. They looked like they were having some kind of weird
I hope he's happy because he didn't cover the spread. So,
well, it doesn't matter because, you know, and you know what? I made a big mistake because you and I were both on that game.
We both took
the Eagles, and you know what? I'm not taking them anymore.
Never again will I take somebody from Philadelphia.
Now, let me tell you what happened. No. We have a lot
so
of
mad.
Now, listen, I've got listeners in Philadelphia now.
Well, I'm mad at them.
Can I tell you what? It doesn't mean that I feel any different.
Turn off your radios now. Philadelphia listeners.
Hey, it doesn't mean anything.
You don't need your listeners.
Yeah, yeah. We do. If you know anything about me, you know I don't talk real nice. The best thing about Philadelphia is Pat's and Tony's. What's that other cheese stick
Gino's.
Place? Gino's and Pat's. That's mm-hmm. it. Plus, there's a great hamburger place near the downtown courthouse near the Ritz-Carlton, about mm-hmm. 2.5 blocks. It's about dogs.
Uh-oh.
There are dogs, pictures of dogs everywhere in the place. You can bring a dog in and eat, and it's like one of the coolest places I've ever been. I can't think of the name of the place.
Well, we had Gabe
might be Doggone Cafe.
We had Gabe Ghibellino on here, my SMC Philadelphia blogger on here.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And he
we
was talking about
him.
Some local place
right.
About cheese
oh,
sticks.
Yeah, he turned us on to a better place.
Apparently,
prior to he says Gino
more.
And Pat's is commercial.
Yeah, he says that's a tourist attraction.
Like, yeah, you know Whoa. What? Well, no kidding.
Strong words.
You know how it is, though. But when you're a local, you don't really like tourists that much.
I mean, it's true.
I mean, you know, they like our money. That's it.
Yeah.
Once the money's gone, get the hell out of my town.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, let's talk real quick about the Eagles now. I don't see – what's the line on that game now?
2.5.
Yeah, and the Eagles are favored, which is amazing to me because if you think about this game, Roy, before the season started, everybody was on Philly. They liked Philly. I've already picked my NFC winner. Have you. I took San Francisco Giants. I think they're the best team in football.
Yeah.
And they really looked like it
I'm
last
leaning
week.
That way.
After
yeah.
seeing Chicago fold like
oh,
a damn
God.
Tent this past week, we do realize
Jay
one
Cutler.
Thing about that. People, listen to me. This is important. We found out that Green Bay isn't that bad. It's not that Green Bay was bad when San Francisco beat them up last week.
Yeah.
It's that San Francisco is
that good.
Chicago
Green
goes,
also
goes to
up,
Green
though.
Bay where San Francisco owned the field,
yeah.
and they put it on the Bears and Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler is like 1-5 against the Packers in his lifetime, and his numbers are pathetic. I think he's thrown like 14 picks, and he's got 4 touchdowns, and his quarterback rating, I want to say, is 59 and change. He's terrible. And plus, he talks crap to his offensive lineman. If I'm a 350-pound guy and I'm blocking, some guy's blocking for me mm-hmm. and protecting me, or at least trying to, I'm not going to get him mad at me because what's he going to do?
I'm putting Jay Cutler on the trading block
he's
for Keyshawn
go,
Johnson.
He's going to line up.
I will trade Jay Cutler right now for Keyshawn
Johnson.
I mean,
Johnson. Could you imagine an offensive lineman for Chicago lining up in his three-point stance, looking across at a 340-pound middle guard and nose tackle and going, hey, he's going to drop back 7 steps. I'm just going to let you go.
You just go right ahead. Just go.
But I could see that happening.
He did this last year, too.
I know.
After
and by the way, did they go to the playoffs last year? No.
No, they missed it.
Yeah. They're not going to go this
year. Well,
last year
he did this, and then they switched the line around, and it's you know, and they got better. They
right.
got better because he had that game where he was sacked, what, 9 times last
right.
year? And he was sacked 7 times
right.
On, what, Thursday night, was it? So
I shouldn't have brought up Chicago because we were talking about Baltimore.
Yeah.
I have to throw this in, though.
Give me that Red Bull.
Whoever,
you.
Do you have Jay Cutler? In?
I have him in another league.
Okay. Negative 2.76
yeah,
points.
I don't have
negative
him.
Negative 2.76.
In our league,
well,
I don't have
him. You say that
him.
Like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, I don't have him. In my league,
very bad thing.
In my league, though, in another league that I actually have him in, he put up 5 points. Because in our league, we get -1 for sacks. And in the other league, we don't.
So. All right, let's do this. Let's handicap that game. Now, they're 2.5-point favorites. First of all, against the Ravens, who destroyed a team that we called. That was our play.
Yeah, actually, that was our straight cash.
That was our. I had five stars on that play, and I had five stars on San Francisco. But I really liked the Ravens. And why did we like the Ravens? Because we went and saw them destroy Pittsburgh opening day. Art Modell died.
Yep.
A lot of emotion, and they were ready.
And again, this week.
Straight cash, homie.
The Ravens are my straight cash homie play of the week.
Well,
again.
That would be your straight cash homie, because I only have the Ravens for 3 stars.
This is my straight cash homie play of the week.
This is a 5-star play for Roy.
This is my play.
But the good news is we agree.
And
they're
we do
both
agree.
They're going to win this game. Joe Flacco, by the way, what is he, 6'6"?
6'7"? Yeah, like he looked good in the sugar huddle.
Do you know
why
he runs the no huddle so well? He can see down the field when he's calling the plays.
Yep.
Nobody's taller than him.
And this Ravens team, they have a lot of weapons. Ray Rice out of the backfield can
catch. Who only touched the ball maybe 12, 14 times and still looked really good.
And they finally have all three, because now they're running that three wide receiver
set. How about
and
Dixon?
And all three of them are looking very good. And then you add Ed Dixon to it.
Bolden.
Yeah, I mean, they look good.
They had that other kid, the other guy, the tight end that's like 6'8".
Pitta?
Pitta. Dennis Pitta. He's a stud. Let me tell you, the NFL has gone to big physical tight ends. Mm-hmm. Why? Because everybody's gone to a 3-4 defense.
Yeah.
Well, how do you beat a 3-4 defense? By getting more athletic, faster guys on those outside and inside linebackers. I mean, you can't beat that. But we both like that.
We both like the Ravens.
Which,
quick note to that, the Eagles, when they lose their home opener, it's happened the last 3 years, New Orleans, Green Bay, the Giants all did it, and then they went on to win the Super Bowl. So if the Ravens win today, history would say that they should win the
Super
Bowl. Say
it one more time, because I don't think anybody was listening. They were listening to this killer music
in
the
09, 09, 10, and 11.
Right.
The team who beat the Eagles on their home opener went on to win the Super Bowl. It happened in New Orleans, Green Bay,
the Giants. So you're saying if the Ravens win today,
if the Ravens win today,
there's a chance.
There's a chance they'll be the Super Bowl champions. And I have him in the Super Bowl.
I really like that. That's a great idea.
You know,
when we come back, we're going to be talking about more football. We're going to get to all the games. We're going to talk a little baseball in the segment at 11:30. Mm-hmm. So if you want to hear baseball, make sure you tune us back in at 11:30. And then sometime before we leave at the end of the game, you and I got to give each other our picks.
We got to do our plays.
Yeah, we got to do our plays because, you know, I got to give you a chance to get your $10 back.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get to it. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
Getting
back into our plays here on the NFL week 2.
I'm pumped. You know, I had a great day. I was 3-1 and 2-0. I was like 5-0 last week. Mm-hmm. I hit both of my totals, and I was 3-1 in straight plays in the National Handicappers Bowl. And once again, I'm going to plug my buddy Phil at nhbowl.com. It's one of the few places where you know that every single game is documented. And the only reason that I go with this place is because Phil's so honest. There are so many places in Vegas that you can be documented, and depending on how much money you spend, in my opinion, depends on what they say you do. Hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this once before. If you're hitting 50% of your picks, you're like my dog. You know, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. Sometimes you can over-handicap, and you'll actually be worse than 50%. Sometimes you can just not give a rat's you-know-what, and you're going to be 52 to 55. But in reality, if you handicap every year for 30 years, kind of like I have done, competing in different places, You know, you want to be somewhere between 55 and 60. Mm-hmm. If you're asking to be over 60%, you're asking for a lot.
That's what I'm asking for this
year. I was 62.7% 1 year. I was 59.8 a couple of years. I was 61 and change. Those were the best years I've ever had.
I am
my goal every year is to be have a six in front of my percentage. Mm-hmm. That's all. So let's
that's what I'm looking for.
Hey, I'm going to pull up week two matchups. Yep. If you go to my website, brucehallsports.com, you can pull up what I'm talking about. Let's talk about the Giants in Tampa Bay because this is what everybody in New York wants to talk about. Your G-men, they laid an egg first time out, but last year the Redskins beat them by two touchdowns. Last year the Redskins finished 5-11, and everybody with the Giants organization, from what I remember, got a ring. So it really doesn't matter what happens the first week.
That's
but
true.
Only 9% of the NFL teams that lose their first two games make the playoffs. So this is a big game. Tampa Bay is in a rebuilding phase. They have a brand new coach. Mm-hmm. I like their coach. They actually made Cam Newton have to throw the football because Steve Smith wasn't 100%. And they really, if you look at their receivers, who are they? I don't even know who their receivers are.
Which I said that last week. I said that Cam was going to have a little bit of a step back this year because people are going to spy him and they're going to throw some different defensive looks at him.
Well, you know, they lost in Tampa. And it wasn't real. I mean, it was a decent game, but Tampa beat them up. And they didn't get more. I think they had 20 rushing yards.
Yeah.
I think they only ran the ball 13 or 15 times. They had 20 yards rushing. The G-men have shown in recent years it takes them a while to get going. However, this week they've got to, and I mean it, they've got to beat Tampa Bay at home. I mean that. It's a must-win for the G-men. They're ready to play. Those guys are upset that they got beat last week. I'm taking the Giants, and I'm playing four stars here. It's not a five-star pick. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, in the National Handicappers Bowl, I'm playing three because I got eight picks, and I already picked the stupid Chicago Bears earlier in the week.
Too.
But I'm taking the Giants minus the points for four stars. Oakland at Miami. Now, let's talk real quick. Let's just talk about the Giants. Bradshaw is going to play, but he's still got, you know, he's got something wrong with his hand. He's still a little sensitive. His foot was giving him some problems. I still think, you know, everybody's worried about David Wilson. David Wilson fumbled in a pretty important time. He got stripped of the ball, got hit real hard is what happened. He's not a huge guy. He's got to hold on to the football. Tiki Barber, as you remember, used to have a hell of a hard time holding on to the football. Mm-hmm. For about, what, two or three years? Then he started carrying it up high, and he never fumbled again. So hopefully – and I saw pictures that either Ralph Vasciano or somebody had put online. I don't think it was him. It came from CBS or somewhere. And it was showed him running with a football. It might have been NFL Network. And he had the ball up nice and high. And you know what? I never saw him have the ball that high before. So I guess – they figured if it wasn't broke, don't fix it. And once he starts fumbling, they need to do what they did with Tiki. Mm-hmm. Oakland plays Miami.
Miami got blown out last week.
Two brand new coaches.
30-10 by Houston. And now they're taking on the Oakland Raiders, who lost last week to the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah,
but there was that asterisk that I would say it has an asterisk with the long snapper getting hurt, and he's rolling the ball. And
they could have won the game. They lost their long snapper to a concussion. They had to get him out of there. The guy that was the backup didn't have a clue.
He had no idea. I don't know if they had a backup or they were
who
can long snap?
No, they had a backup.
Well,
he was just
terrible.
They didn't work with him. They didn't work with him beforehand. They learned their lesson. Here's the deal. Ryan Tannehill had a 39 quarterback rating. That's as bad as you can get. He threw three picks, didn't throw a touchdown pass. In case you're wondering, they haven't won a home opener in Miami since 2005.
Wow.
They're 0-7 in September. This is how long Miami's been searching for a football team, you know, recently. But they haven't won in September at home. Are you ready for this? Since 2007, in the month of September. So you got to like the Raiders.
I have the Raiders.
The only thing I don't like about the Raiders is the long trip to the East Coast. Yeah. It's going to be hot down there. Generally speaking, you know, if you ever watch a baseball game in San Francisco or even a football game, it's late. Everybody's wearing heavy coats now.
Yeah, and this is a 1 o'clock game, so you know that they got there was a
it's
early
like playing
plane
at
ride.
10 o'clock.
Yeah,
it means rough. That they get up the equivalent of 5 a.m. to have meetings and have breakfast and do all that stuff. I'm passing on the game. That's the only reason I'm passing on it. Oakland has the better team.
Let's just pray
they have a long snap.
I have Oakland with the points, but they're not one of my top plays. I would definitely pass this.
You know, Reggie Bush, for you fantasy people out there, he might be a good play, but you know, the Raiders have a pretty good defense, and I'm not a big Reggie Bush fan, although he has a tendency, when he's looking for yards, to pick through some stuff. He might get you some points.
If you're in a
PPR, do you think Bush is a good idea?
If you're in a PPR league, absolutely start Reggie Bush, because he's going to have – I mean, he's one of the only weapons on that team.
So right.
If you're in a PPR league, I think Reggie Bush is a safe play. Other than that, if you're not in a PPR league, maybe start him as a flex. If you have some other options, go with it.
You know, also if you're a if you're a history buff, last year they lost 34-14. The Raiders did to Miami. You know, that, a lot of times, if it's a lot of the same personnel, that's a big difference, too. That's why I'm passing on the game. I literally think Oakland is going to be one of the most improved teams in the league this year. And I think as soon as the head coach for Miami gets his offensive transition and gets Tannehill throwing the football the way that they're pretty sure he can. You know, Sherman, who is his offensive coordinator in Miami, was his coach at Texas A&M. So it's not like they don't speak the same language.
Right.
They do. Houston at Jacksonville. I know you love Houston.
I do like this game.
I picked Houston to be in the Super Bowl, but I'm leaving this game alone. And the reason I'm leaving this game alone personally is because Jacksonville, you know, even, you know, they, in my opinion, this game has come down. It's been less than 7 points, the winner, in the last 6 years. It really doesn't matter who's playing who where. Houston and Jacksonville know each other. They're in the same division. They know each other very well. Houston is definitely the better team here.
Absolutely.
But you got MJD back. Now, MJD didn't start last week, but they brought him in, you remember. And then the starter, Jennings, got hurt. He got hurt about mid-game, and MJD ended up having to play the entire game. The good news for Jacksonville is he kept him in the game.
Yeah.
He did a really good job. He didn't turn the ball over. Rashad Jennings was hurt in the second quarter of last week's game. It's Shad Khan's first home game. The Muslim billionaire that owns the team. So anyway,
I got Houston pretty big in this game. They covered the 12 points last week playing Miami. They won 30-10, and now they have Jacksonville again this week. Who Jacksonville lost by 3 in overtime last week to Minnesota. If I had them minus 12, I got them minus 7 against this Jacksonville Jaguars team.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be right back. This is how an
angel dies. Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here. We're going through our NFL plays for the week. I've already given you my straight cash homie play of the week, and that is the Baltimore Ravens.
Straight cash homie!
Bruce has yet to give his straight cash homie.
Straight cash homie.
But stay tuned for that. And we are going through the Cincinnati game now. It's Cincinnati minus 7 over the Cleveland Browns. The over-under here is 38.
And by the way, Roy is taking... He is taking
Houston. I'm taking Houston
in the last play, minus 7. I have him at, and the total on that's 41.5. You know, you almost have to leave that alone. I'll tell you what, Jacksonville's going to get better slowly, in my opinion. Hey, their defense isn't bad. You know, they can play a little bit. I would love to tape this game and watch it. Let's go to the next game. We watched Cincinnati get the crap kicked out of them last week in Baltimore. But they were playing a really fired up Raven team at home. The Ravens are strong at home. The Ravens, it seemed like everything the Ravens tried to do worked, and everything that Cincinnati tried in the second half didn't work. You know, they've got a great young quarterback in Andy Dalton. They have A.J. Green. A lot of people think this week is the – if you have A.J. Green and you don't play him this week, somebody should take your fantasy team from you. Because he's going to catch three touchdown passes. Cleveland Hayden, you know, they're all pro cornerback. He's a defensive back. He's out for five games now. Now, he played last week, and that was one of the reasons – I mean, he knew he was going to be out for 5 weeks.
Yeah, I mean,
so he played his butt off last week. And, you know, Cleveland to their – they almost beat Philadelphia. I mean, they literally should have.
Well, they should have.
They should have beat him. This guy threw four picks. But Cincinnati ran into the bus storm called the Baltimore Ravens last week. Jermaine Gresham is a tight end. They're not going to have Dmitri Patterson, who played for the New York Giants at one time and several teams, is replacing Joe Hayden. That's like replacing me with, you know. But like having me replace Buster Posey as a catcher for the San Francisco Giants, that ain't going to happen. No, they're going to have to double AJ, which means that Gresham will be open. You know, they did a pretty good job last week in the first half against the Ravens, but the Ravens took off right at the end of the first half, and then they never looked back.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm taking the Bengals minus the points, but only for three stars here.
Yeah, I am passing on this, but I like the Bengals a lot. I think Cleveland. Their quarterback can't even line up in the right place for the national anthem. Last week,
oh, I know.
Last week the flag went over him. I've never seen. I mean, he's got some serious jitters out there.
That was pretty funny.
He had a terrible first week performance, and I just don't think there's any consistency in Cleveland. Like we had a guy on last week.
Are you taking Cincinnati too?
Absolutely.
All right. So I had them early on as my play of the week, and I took that down. And I'm only playing them for two or three stars now. I think in the bowl I'm playing them for three.
Yeah.
And the reason I am is because their leading tackler last year injured his knee in practice this week, and he's out for the season.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can find his name, I'd appreciate it, Roy. This is the way my brain works. All I know is their leading tackler, an inside linebacker, is done for the season. So I had to get off Cincinnati big time. And the only reason I stayed on them at all is because they're playing Cleveland.
Yeah.
Tony Mazur would be proud of me.
It's Thomas Howard.
Yeah.
Torn ACL.
And he's a stud. Baltimore Ravens are at Philly now. The Ravens, if you go to my page on BruceHallSports.com, it says they're plus one. They're not. They're plus 2.5.
Yep.
Philly is a 2.5-point favorite over the Ravens. Now, let me explain to you how this, which is a completely, in my opinion, wrong line, happens. Philly always gets a lot of play. There are people from Philadelphia all over the country. Andy Reid, constantly in the playoffs. Philly, you know, underachieved last week. Everybody thinks they're going to come back. Let me tell you what Andy did this week. He cut practice off on Wednesday. There were no reporters at practice. I don't even think they had access after practice to talk to any players. When that happens, that is an overreaction to a couple of things. Number one, it's an overreaction to you don't want them seeing what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to see. Maybe Vic's banged up. You know, he got beat up last week. It could be very, you know, he could be banged up. I know Jeremy Maclin is questionable.
Yeah.
I think it's more like doubtful.
Well, Anita Marks was reporting that he was going to play along with DeSean Jackson.
Well, DeSean Jackson weighs 160 pounds soaking wet. I don't care what they say he weighs.
Mm.
And every time he gets hit in the mouth, he seems to be out for 2 or 3 weeks. I'm taking the Ravens. They're too physical. They hate Philly. You know they do.
Yeah.
John Harbaugh is one of the few coaches that has a great record against the NFC. From an AFC standpoint, I'm taking the Ravens here. How can I not take points? You know how long the bus ride is to Philly? A bus, an hour and a half. They're going to get. They probably got on the bus this morning. They probably been chilling out up there.
Mm-hmm.
They might have gone up. They might have taken a bus up late last night after the meetings, the afternoon Saturday meetings, and the walkthrough. Or they might have done their walkthrough this morning. I don't know. But this Philly team, there's no way on. In my opinion, on God's green earth, they're going to beat the Ravens today. So I'm taking the points and taking Baltimore, and I'm playing them for five stars.
Yeah, I already said that I have Baltimore as my straight cash homie play of the week. They had the big win last Monday night with their owner dying. Their dogs this week by 2.5 points against a Philadelphia team who squeaked out a win over the Cleveland Browns. You're telling me Ray Lewis isn't going to be motivated by being a dog. You think that he doesn't know that they're an underdog to this Philadelphia team? Absolutely, he knows. This is This might be Ed Reed's last season. So, I mean, they're going to be motivated. They're going to be motivated all season. They have the Super Bowl in mind. They were a dropped catch or a dropped touchdown away, or maybe a missed field goal away from going to the Super Bowl last year. So there's a lot of fire in this Baltimore team. So yeah, like I said, this is my straight cash homie play of the week. Baltimore Ravens plus 2.5.
Yeah, I like them. I like them too. Well, we were on them last week, and we're on them this week too.
It's hard not to be on them right now, especially when they're dogs.
All right, here we go. New Orleans minus 1 at Carolina. Let me tell you, the Redskins and Robert Griffin III. I call him Griff. I'm always going to call him Griff. I don't like to waste a lot of.
Call him Bobby.
I like it. His name is Griff, man. But anyway, and by the way, what's a girl's name? It's the NCAA girl that's accused everybody of. Peeping Tom's on her and for NCAA, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, she was stalking my boy yesterday.
God, what is
she was like, yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
The keyhole girl.
Yeah, the keyhole girl.
What's
but anyway,
her name?
Doesn't matter. I mean, I can't believe I can't remember the name of it. I sent her like 6 tweets and told him to get a room yesterday. But anyway, New Orleans is minus 1 at Carolina. Carolina last week was horrible. They controlled the ball 22 minutes. 22 minutes of a game. That's absolutely horrible. It's hard for me to believe that the Carolina Panthers are going to have any answer for New Orleans' offense. I do love the over here. The total's 51. I think the winner here gets 38 to 41 points. And I think it's going to be a decent game, but I don't see Drew Brees losing 2 in a row.
No.
Roy, I really don't. And Cam Newton, to me, looks like he doesn't have a lot around him. Now, Steve Smith was questionable. He's supposed to play
today.
He's supposed to play. If he doesn't have 100% Steve Smith, there's no way that they're going to beat him, in my opinion. I mean, that's my opinion. And New Orleans is not a bad road team. And Carolina, it's not like they're traveling, 5 hours in an airplane to get there. It's about an hour and a half flight.
Drew Brees was embarrassed last week by the Washington Redskins, and Robert Griffin III had a huge first game as a pro. It was all over every network about how he was the rookie of the week and the player of the week and NFC quarterback of the week. And Drew Brees is the kind of guy who rallies around that kind of talk. He's a motivator. He's a speaker. He's the team leader. He's going to have this Saints team ready to go.
They should. The offense at least will be ready because he won't have anything to do with the defense. The thing I really like about this game is last week, Carolina lost to Tampa. New coach, brand new defense. The defense put 8 in the box, 9 in the box at times, and they made Cam throw the football. Cam had a bad day throwing the football. Okay, he threw for over 300 yards, Roy. But it doesn't matter. They got beat by Tampa Bay. One of the reasons we went against Tampa, right, today, is number one, we know that New York needs the game.
Yeah.
We know they're going to be fired up. And we also know that they beat a Panther team that's not that good. I don't think the Panthers are that good. I'm taking New Orleans minus the points for 4 stars, and I'm taking the total for 5 stars.
Yeah, I love the total here. It's going to be a replay of what we saw last week with the shootout with the Washington Redskins. A very similar player at quarterback for the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton.
All right.
I have New Orleans as my number 5 play. But yeah, I take him.
Okay. Minnesota at Indianapolis. Minnesota was favored. What do you show? Have you got the most current Vegas lines, if you can get them, that'd be great. I got Minnesota minus 1 at Indy.
I have a minus 3 at Indy.
Are you kidding? Well, you know what that means? That means since Thursday night when I pulled these, the line in Vegas has gone 2 points in the favor of Minnesota. Now I feel a lot better. And I can tell you why that's happened. 2 words, Dwight Freeney. Dwight Freeney's out. Dwight Freeney is not going to play for Indianapolis. He's one of the few all-pros on their team. He might be the only one right now. He is. This guy is a monster rushing the quarterback. You got Christian Ponder in Minnesota, who's actually very athletic. He's a Florida State guy.
And he's looked decent.
And he's getting better. Yeah. And they Did they win? Did they? Yeah, they beat
Jacksonville. They won in overtime last
they
week.
They won in overtime last
and
week.
AP and AP looks like AP.
And they scored. But AP is sore.
They said his knee is sore.
Anytime you start. He didn't.
It better be sore.
Yeah, but listen, he didn't. Roy, he did not tear his ACL last year. He tore three ligaments.
He tore his knee. The whole thing.
They rebuilt his knee. And in 9 months, you're telling
he
me this
even
guy.
Be playing.
I don't understand.
He shouldn't even be playing. But
if I'm Izzy, whatever the damn hell, Wilf or whatever his name is in Minnesota, I'm not playing the franchise with a rookie quarterback and an average
offensive
line.
You're giving this guy $100 million. Adrian Peterson got a $100 million
contract. It doesn't make sense.
And he's
to
out
me.
There.
It doesn't make sense.
With a very fragile knee.
It doesn't make sense. But no. I'm taking the over here, and I'll tell you why.
I got it too.
I think Indy's going to jump out on top. I think Kobe Fleener, who's on my fantasy team, along with Andrew Luck, who is sky high after Stanford's big win last night, you know, on national TV. You think Andrew Luck at 11 o'clock Eastern was like jamming last night? Are you kidding me? That kid that replaced him looked all world to me.
Yeah, I got Indianapolis plus the 2.5. I also have the over 44.5. It's not one of my top five plays, but it's right there. I'd say to number six.
The only thing keeping me off Indianapolis straight up, Roy, is no Dwight Freeney. But that's why I'm playing the total. You know what the total is? Look on there. What is it? It says
44.5 is what I have.
I have 44.5 too. That's a 28-20 game.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to go 28-20 easily. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were. And we let him off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion going through our picks for week two in the NFL. We're going to get into the MLB when we're done here. So stick close if you are still playing with us on the MLB. We will get
Aaron
to that.
Aaron Andrews was the name of that girl. She was stalking RG3 on Twitter yesterday. Yeah. It's like, oh, look at this. And then she gave a picture, showed a picture of herself like doing griffining, you know, sitting on her butt with her arms.
Oh, yeah. Well, the griffining, that's a trending.
And I said, Aaron, don't you have some work to do?
No, she doesn't.
No, yes, she does. She's in the studio all day
NCAA. Yeah, she's a college football
reporter. And that's ESPN. She's an ESPN person. And really, I'm giving you a hard time, Aaron. You're cute.
Yeah, she's good.
La-di-da,
she put on the West Virginia stuff so when she went to Morgantown.
Yeah.
So I have no grudge.
No, she's good.
I have no grudge.
She's good.
But we are on to the Kansas City Chiefs plus 3.5 of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah,
over under here is 44.5.
The Bills looked horrible last week. They are horrible. They paid Fitzpatrick last year, gave him a big deal right before the Redskins game, and then after they beat the Redskins last year, I don't think they went 1-8 the rest of the year. The Kansas City's getting 3.5 points here. They're the better football team.
Yeah,
and by the way, his leading receiver last year is out for the season. He's a good kid.
Freddie Jackson's
out for at least
six weeks. Like that.
He's out for 6 weeks, but his wide receiver / tight end. He's not really a tight end. Kind of a tall, lanky white dude. Caught 87 passes for about 900 yards last year. He's out for the year. Mm. Tore his knee up in last week's game. Now they do get C.J. Spiller will replace Jackson. He'll do a good job because last week he did a pretty good job. It was like almost like a carbon copy of what happened last year when Jackson went down last year. Spiller had over 100 yards, like in the second half. He did the same thing last week: 169 yards, 14 carries. But the majority of those carries came on came on two separate carries.
And David Nelson is the guy you're talking about.
David Nelson's a very good receiver. Yeah. He's not real fast, but he's a great possession guy. And, you know, you don't replace David Nelson's. You just don't. I want to say last week he caught four or five passes.
They still have Stevie Johnson, but
Yeah, I mean, but they're going to everybody's going to double Stevie Johnson.
Again, the Bills are losing weapons early again.
They're thin to begin with. Yeah. And plus, remember they were supposed to have this great defense cuz they got the defensive tackle.
They got Mario Williams.
Mario Williams, you know, do you know how many you know what his stats were yesterday?
Or last week?
One a half a tackle, no sacks, no pressures.
Well, that's not what they brought him in there for.
No, they didn't. And evidently he's spending his money, but he's not footing the bill. I mean, he's not doing what they asked him to do. I got to take Kansas City. You know, they've got Matt. You know, Matt Castle's been there now. Mm-hmm. This is his fourth year. He does a good job. They've got great running back. Peyton Hillis didn't even have to do anything last week.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I don't think he did anything.
Jamal Charles and Peyton Hillis. I mean, that's a hell of a running tandem. And they didn't really do much last week.
I think what's going to happen is I think Kansas City's got all the weapons they need to move the football. And I think that Romeo Crennel's defense, and it is Romeo Crennel's defense, they're much better than Buffalo.
Yeah,
I think they're going to win this game on the road because they had a home opener against a very good football team. Wasn't it Texas that beat them last week?
Kansas City lost to Atlanta.
The Atlanta Falcons beat them, and the Atlanta Falcons have a very good football team. We're going to talk about their game on Monday night here before too long. But anyway, I'm going to take Kansas City for 3 stars. I'm not touching the total with anybody's money or anybody's points.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think Kansas City will come out on top in this game.
I have Kansas City +3 and under the 45. I'm not taking either of them.
Are you playing them?
I'm not taking either of them, but that's what I have
on
my site.
And you and I got to figure out who the 5 are we're taking, right, before this game is over.
Yeah, I have my 5.
Don't forget, Roy. All right, New England, Arizona. You know, maybe New England is okay. Tom Brady broke his nose last night. Well, he didn't break it. Somebody broke it for him. Tom Brady had a broken nose in the game last week. He basically got kicked.
You said last night.
He might have gotten
somebody beat up. Tom Brady.
Giselle wouldn't let anybody hurt Tom. She'd beat the crap out of anybody.
But this line is 13.5. The over under here is 48.
Yeah, you know, Arizona is a lot better than people think. They held on to beat Seattle right at the goal line last week. It was Russell Wilson's first game in the NFL, and he didn't come through when a lot of people thought he probably would there at the end of the game. I did. I actually liked Russell Wilson last week to win that game. But anyway, New England -13.5. If you're a Pat lover, take it. Arizona's 13-28 against the AFC in the past few years. They generally don't travel and play very well. The only time they've ever traveled and played well was when they had like 3 games on the East Coast in a row, and they came for a month and worked out somewhere and just went from there. I'm going to pass on this game, Roy.
It's too many points.
It is too many points, and I'm not convinced New England is as good as everybody thinks they are anyway. I mean, I don't think they're as good as the Ravens, and I damn sure don't think they're as good as the Houston Texans.
I mean, New England's going to win this game, but 13.5 is just way too much for anyone to take this game seriously. 13.5 is way too much.
Well, you can't be scared if you're handicapping of a lot of points, but you know, generally speaking, double figured favorites are below 50%.
It's enough to pass here.
Let's go to the next game, and this is gonna be a great game. Yep. Pittsburgh, I got them at -5.5 over the New York Jets. What do you have them at?
Pittsburgh, I have them, -5.5, and the over-under here is 42. It's gone up.
Yeah, it's gone up a little bit, and I understand why that's happening, because the New York Jet defense, even though they scored 40, listen, you know, whatever happens on a football field, like RJ3 last week, he's not, that's not how good the Washington team is. But the Jets scored 48 points last week, and that's not how good they are either. They didn't score a touchdown until the last quarter of the preseason this year. Mm-hmm. They just took advantage of a lot of things last week. They jumped out on a team that Buffalo. I mean, come on, Buffalo. We already both agreed that Buffalo's not any good.
Buffalo has shown their cards that they're not any good early. Usually they run off on 5 games and then everyone thinks they're okay and then they show their cards.
The Steelers pretty much played Denver mostly even most of that game till the pick six at the end of the game.
Yeah, that was huge.
And I got to tell you, Roethlisberger to me didn't look all that great. His offensive line didn't look all that great. They do have their big big wide receiver back that was, you know, held out the entire year. You know, he's good. Sean Green last week rushed 27 times for 97 yards for the Jets. They did control the ball. I mean, when's the last time, Roy, you saw Mark Sanchez 19 for 27 for 266 yards and three touchdowns?
He looked good. I mean, he gets a lot of flack because he is in New York, but he had the same kind of season last year that that Joe Flacco did, and Joe Flacco's screaming that he's the best quarterback in the league.
Well, last week, and we all know that Flacco's good, but he's not the best quarterback in the league.
Absolutely not.
The Steelers get Ryan Clark back this week. And Ryan Clark, for those of you who don't know who he is, when he was in Washington for 2 years when the first 2 years that Sean Taylor was here.
Yep.
He basically let Sean Taylor, he was the reason Sean Taylor dominated like he did.
Because
Ryan Clark is a great safety.
Yeah.
Ryan Clark, because of a sickle cell trait and the fact that he almost died the last time he went to Denver,
yeah,
is not allowed to travel up there. He's back this week and he's got a week of rest. And let me tell you something. This guy is absolutely going to be ready. I like Pittsburgh a little bit in this game, but I'm going to pass on it just to see if this what kind of a game it is. I really can't figure out if it's just going to be a super physical game banging back and forth, because what I saw out of Roethlisberger in the offense, I didn't really see them getting much better.
Which is why I have the Jets plus the points, but again, it's not in my top five.
All right, I'm going to pass on this game completely. The next game that we're going to is Dallas and Seattle. Dallas is -3 at Seattle. Is that what you got them at?
Yes, sir.
You know, that line hasn't moved. That's a great line. And I think Dallas, if they win this game, they could win this game by 7 to 10 points. Now, I don't see Pete Carroll, you know, getting worse in a week. So I'm a little scared of it, but I took Dallas for 2 stars because I think Dallas is going to be better now than they are in 3 or 4 weeks.
Yep.
And I see them going on the road, beating a Seattle team with better personnel.
Yeah.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be back in a minute.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, and we're going to jump into the next game. It is the Washington Redskins -3 at the St. Louis Rams. The over-under here is 45.5. Bruce, where do you see this game going? Do you see another RG3 breakout?
Well, you know, the guy had the best opening day in the history of the NFL last week for a rookie. Best start ever. He looked unbelievable. Everybody was talking about griffining because he got knocked on his butt on the first touchdown pass.
Yeah,
and, you know, he had a pretty good view from there because, you know, as big as everybody is, Griff's 6'2", so there's a lot of big linemen he couldn't see. So he just stayed down there because he's looking underneath everybody and got to watch Pierre Garçon run. How many yards did he go for a touchdown?
A lot.
He
ran his way all the way onto the questionable list for this week.
Yeah, yeah. He caught 4 passes. He caught 4 passes for 100-plus yards.
Yeah.
And he was out for the rest of the game.
And I think he's out this
week
as well.
But let me tell you, the rest of those guys stepped up and did a really good job. I got to say one thing. The Redskins under Mike Shanahan have been ready at the start of the season every year.
Mm-hmm.
The guy does do a good job. His son's not getting any worse, thank God, as an offensive coordinator. And no, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean that he's not going to get worse because he does have the DNA to be a good. The guy's a nerd. Listen, nobody really has a lot of respect for him from what I understand, but you know, with the team, but they have to respect the position. Because A, he's the offensive coordinator, and B, he's their boss. And I'm going to give you a C. He's Mike's son. Yeah. So you better be nice to the guy. What I like about what I saw with Washington is what the defense did for 3 quarters. Till they went to a prevent in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
they looked phenomenal on defense. You know, London Fletcher was all over the place. You know, they've got basically a 40-year-old. I think London's 39, but they have a 40-year-old middle linebacker who's played 19 years in the league,
and he's some ridiculous streak going on.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And they follow him, and they do a great job. Now the Rams are a good matchup for them, Roy, and I'm going to tell you why. Yeah. They got a new dome in the offseason. Everybody knows that at Redskin Park. They have a dome now, yep. So they can practice indoor games. They can also practice when it's raining. They used to have to practice in the rain. I swear they did.
Yep.
For those people listening, which, you know, when you get a monsoon for a week, that can kind of cut down your practice time a little bit. But the thing I like about what they do now, last week they prepared for what? The Superdome.
Yep.
So they cranked the noise up and they did all that stuff. Did they look prepared to you?
Absolutely.
Now, I'm guessing that they had almost the same week of preparation from a standpoint of logistics.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the dome. They got the noise cranked up. It does, and it does get loud in St. Louis.
They got a good fan base.
Yeah, they do. Well, they won. You know, they've been to Super Bowls.
Greatest show on turf.
Absolutely. You know, Kurt Warner, baby.
Yep.
But I think that the preparation was so similar for St. Louis that they're going to go right into this real easily. And I think the Redskins are probably a good play. Now, I'm not taking them because I don't want to jinx them.
Yeah, well, I'm not playing them either, but I like it for the same reasons exactly what you're talking about.
Sam Bradford last week had a decent game, but the problem Sam Bradford has is throwing the downfield pass. They've always thought that about Bradford. Does he have enough arm to throw the ball all the way across the hash marks from the far hash mark to the sideline? Probably has that pass. Mm-hmm. What was his problem last year? His problem was he didn't have good receivers.
Yeah,
Amendola went down. Yeah, another guy went down, and they were picking guys up off other people's practice squads.
They still don't really have any big weapons. Although I do like Danny Amendola as a possession receiver. They still have Steven Jackson, but they just don't have enough weapons. This Rams team, although we both like the Rams going forward in the next couple of years with all the picks they got and the young team, and they are progressing, but I'm on the same train as you right now. I'm riding the Robert Griffin the Robert Griffin III train. So until he comes out and has a bad game, which he will have a bad game, yeah, I'm going to like Washington against a down St. Louis team.
Let's talk real quick, you know, since there's so many fantasy people listening. You know, this kid, Alfred Morris, what a great, we had, three veteran, when I say veteran, two of them one's a second-year guy, one's like a fifth-year guy, and one is a guy that's been around for a while, Timmy Hightower.
Well, he got cut.
Yeah, I know, but my point is that in camp they had those three guys.
Yeah.
This rookie beat them all out.
Mm-hmm.
Beat them all out. And the thing they like about this kid from Florida Atlantic, right? The thing they like about this kid is even though he only runs a 4.6 4.40, which is not fast, people, when you're talking about an NFL running back, he runs north and south. He's got great cuts. He's got great balance. And he picks up the blitzing linebackers all the time. All the time. I love the guy.
Yeah.
And somebody, I can't remember who it was, somebody asked me this morning on the internet, somebody listens to the show. I need blah, blah. Who do I take? I said, well, you definitely don't let go of Morris.
Yeah.
I said, you got to play Morris inside because he looked so good in a dome last week. Plus, you got to understand something about Fisher's defense. They're still a work in progress. This is Jeff Fisher's defense in St. Louis. I think it's going to be a really well-played game, and I think either team may win, but I think that the Redskins have the better team right now.
And I agree about the Alfred Morris. When Pierre Garçon went down last week, Alfred Morris became not only the top running back on the team, obviously, because he was a starter, but he became Robert Griffin's number one target. So he did, in a PPR league, he got a lot of touches.
He touched the ball 30 times.
Yeah, so I like him as a fantasy player.
Yeah, I do too.
And I usually don't like Washington running backs.
Well, you know what? The thing that's great is, you know, I get Verizon Fios. I love DirecTV because DirecTV, you can watch every game that's on.
Mm-hmm.
With Fios, you've got Red Zone. That's all I've got.
Yeah.
So last week, Red Zone was down in the Washington, in Northern Virginia for like until 5 o'clock. So you know what I did? I forced myself to watch the Redskins the whole game. And that's the first Redskin whole game I've watched in years, unless I had been at the field. Does that make sense to you, Roy?
Yes, sir.
Because you know when I leave here in Columbia, Maryland, and I've got tickets to the Redskins game,
you're there.
I'm going to the
there.
Game.
Absolutely.
Or we're going to go to Baltimore and see a better game.
That's right.
Yeah, it just depends on who's playing. Let's take a peek at the next game. I'm going to talk a little bit about San Diego and Tennessee. These are two teams that I'm confused about.
And the line here is -6 for San Diego, and the over-under here is 43.
Yeah, Tennessee, they were a big letdown last week. Jake Locker got hurt making a tackle. They brought Hasselbeck in. He did fine. Mm-hmm. Hasselbeck, in my opinion, if they were trying to win a Super Bowl this year or even go to the playoffs this year, and I mean this, wouldn't Hasselbeck be your quarterback?
Absolutely.
I think he would, too.
Absolutely.
So Tennessee is thinking about the future. They also tried very hard to get Peyton Manning. They offered him everything. They offered him houses.
Yeah.
They offered him, country club memberships. They offered him more money. They offered him more money than anybody else in the NFL.
They played the "you went to college here"
card.
Well,
he did.
They did
everything. He's like,
yeah.
I mean, Peyton Manning is a saint.
And a lot of people had him as the number that was going to be his landing spot.
You
a lot
what?
Of people thought that.
There was a guy that had Tennessee when nobody had him, and all of a sudden he was starting to look like, the smartest man on the earth. And then he ended up going to Denver. And he went to – let me tell you why he went to Denver. He just felt more comfortable with John Elway.
Yep.
It was nothing else. Elway was a mentor of Peyton's.
Mm-hmm.
Elway's only 8 years older than Peyton.
Yeah.
So Peyton was like – a big fan before he was anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't like this game at all. I'm passing on it because Norv Turner, I'm not going to ever play San Diego anytime soon. They were lucky to beat the Raiders last week. Basically handed them the ball three times deep in their own territory.
Which is why I like Tennessee this week. San Diego could not stop run DNC last week, and they face another very good running back from your alma mater, Chris Johnson, this week. So
God,
I think it's
so
going
bad.
To be, I think it's going to be the CJ2K week. And I like Tennessee plus six.
You know, I hope you're right, because CJ2K, a lot of people are asking, do I activate him? Do I sit him?
The guy
rushed for 2,000 yards 2 years ago.
You have to activate him.
All right, now comes a game that I'm big on, and you're not so big on. If I missed any games, I'm going to go to San Francisco now. Have you got that next? San Francisco is a 7-point favorite over the Detroit Lions. At home.
And the over-under here is 46.5. And this is...
this is my straight cash homie play. And the reason it is because, for two reasons. To me, San Francisco right now in the NFL is Alabama. They're just so solid. When you go into Lambeau Field and you destroy the Green Bay Packers mm-hmm. on opening day, when the weather is absolutely perfect... and there's no excuses anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta love the team. Now they're going to their home opener in a park where they have all kinds of advantages, because at high tide everything gets real wet there.
Yeah.
And I Detroit probably knows this because Martin Mayhew's played there before, general manager for Detroit. He was a great cornerback with the Washington Redskins. The field gets wet because it's below sea level.
Yeah.
The field gets soaked, so you better have your 3- and 4-inch cleats. If it's high tide, say, 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock or even 12 o'clock, because the field's going to be wet.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you haven't had rain for 2 weeks, the field's going to be damp. You're going to slip, and there's going to be problems.
So you like San Francisco here?
I love San Francisco.
So what you're saying, this is your...
Yeah, this is my straight cash homie play. San Francisco, like they did last week for me, minus the points over Detroit. Now let's talk about Detroit, because you love Megatron.
I do.
Do you have Megatron this year on any of your teams?
No, not a single
team.
How
did you not get him? You're picking in the middle, I guess.
I was picking in the middle and early in round, so I was grabbing running backs.
This is going to be one hell of a football game. First of all, when you line up with one of Jim Harbaugh's teams or even Johnny Harbaugh's mm-hmm. teams, you're going to get hit in the mouth.
Well, this is the handshake game.
Oh, it's the handshake bowl. That's
this
right.
This is the next year, the handshake bowl.
There better be a friggin' hug out of this. You know what I think they should do? I think they should hug and wrap their legs around each other.
So this is going
to be... I would pay big money, homie, to see that.
There's a lot of tension here. So,
What if Harbaugh headbutts?
That's why I stood. That's the only reason why I stayed away from this game is because this is the handshake game.
This game is in San Francisco. There could be there could be a kiss involved.
Full tongue kiss. At the end of the game, lick his cheek.
No. I don't think that's going to happen. But you know what I think might happen? I think there might be a pretty nice little hug there. No. Yeah, pat on the back.
See, I love this game. I just hope it's not close. But I stay away from it because of the handshake.
You know, I don't,
you never know.
I don't like the total because I don't know how many points Detroit's going to get. Now, I will say this. I could see this game being 21-10. I could see San Francisco's defense completely baffling Detroit's offense. Yep. Detroit really can't run the football. If you think about it, they don't have a running game.
Kevin Smith, who is a catch, he's out of the backfield, catch the football kind of running back.
And he's about 80% from what I hear.
So we are right there. We're on the same page here. I have San Francisco -6.5, and I have the under. It's your straight cash homie play of the week.
You know what? 7 isn't a lot of points at home for a Super Bowl team.
I just don't like the handshake. The handshake scares me.
The handshake is scaring you. I got news for you. Schwartz is a nerd.
Yeah.
But you know what? Harbaugh's a psycho. They both need medication.
Which is
why
I don't think there's going to be a hug after this game. There's going to be no hugging.
Anyway.
On the other side, we are going to get back. We're going to have a couple more games.
We got to do baseball before we leave, and we got to do our picks.
Yep.
We got to do our picks. Hey, listen, give us a call if you got any questions for us at all. Matt wants you to start calling. 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be right back.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We have, by my count, one game in the NFL.
Well,
we're
going to do baseball. We're going to leave the last game, which is the Monday night game with Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a hell of a game, too. It's Atlanta and Denver. One thing I do want to touch on before we get to baseball, real quick, two things, actually. There was a NFL record tied last week.
Yeah,
a field goal at the end of the first half by David Akers, 63 yards. Yeah, it was a knuckleball. It never got, I swear to God, it only got 10 feet off. It got 10 feet and 1 inch off the ground. You know how I know it was an inch? Because it hit the top half of the crossbar barely, went straight up in the air and dropped over for 3 points.
That was pretty cool.
It tied a record that was set in Denver.
Well,
and he was at sea level.
There was more than that. There's another guy named Dempsey who had half of a foot and he kicked with a square-toed cleat that was literally half of the size of a normal foot that he had, and he kicked a 63-yarder in the 60s, late 60s, because I saw that. He kicked for the New Orleans Saints. Real quick, I want to get to these tickets for Fordham football. You need to call 914-693-5700. That's 914-693-5700. The question today is, who scored the winning touchdown for the New York Giants in the Super Bowl last year? Who scored the winning touchdown for the Giants in the Super Bowl last year? Call us at 914-693-5700 to win four tickets to the next Fordham football home game. All right, listen, we're gonna go now to baseball. We got to talk baseball, Roy. Because we're getting down to the nitty-gritty.
It's heating up.
Yeah, we're getting down.
In both leagues, there's some wild card, which is making the MLB, it's making them look very good for adding that second wild card, because now the race is expanded, and you see teams that the NL wild card should be over.
Right.
It should be done if you don't add that other team in there, and that opens it up for another, you know, couple of weeks where cities are going to be able to, you know, hold by their TV and the remote instead of hanging it up for the year. Teams like the Philadelphia Phillies, who seemingly have come out of nowhere, who everyone had them out, and now they're back in it. So, you know, it's making baseball look good.
Yes, it is. And I'm going to tell you something, too. I'm sitting here looking at the Baltimore Sun sports page this morning, because we're going to go off the numbers there for our picks today, Roy. But let's talk real quick about the American League. The New York Yankees hold a one-game lead over the Baltimore Orioles. It's gone back and forth all week. Yep. Tampa Bay, who is finishing up a three-game series in New York today is 4 games back. Tampa Bay has to win this game. If they go 5 games back, they don't, in my opinion, they've lost what chance they have to win the East. Boston, of course, as we know, and Toronto, both 16.5 games back. Their seasons are over.
Yeah, they're done.
Chicago White Sox have a slim 1-game lead over the Detroit Tigers. It's getting super good in Chicago and Detroit mm-hmm. right now. You know, you got a lot of things going on between those two teams. The loser of that head-to-head battle isn't going to go to the playoffs because they haven't won enough games to be in the wild card. The wild card team is going to come from either the East or the West.
The Detroit Tigers are 3.5 right now out of the wild card. So
correct. Now you also got on here, Texas has got only a 2-game lead over the Oakland A's. Oakland has the best record in baseball since the All-Star break. They've been unbelievable. They're doing it with mirrors. I don't know how they're doing it. Mm-hmm. Texas is choking big time, but they've won 86 games, more games than anybody else in the National League or in the American League. Guess who's won the second amount? Oakland.
Who would have thought that the Oakland Athletics would have, at this point, would have more wins than the New York Yankees?
Well, listen, the Los Angeles Angels, 7.5 games back. I think their season's over.
Well, they're 2.5 out of the wild card, so maybe they'll backdoor in.
All right, National League, Washington still leading, but they've lost 2 in a row to Atlanta. Instead of going to 10.5 games out in front, they've gone 6.5 games out in front. They got a must-win situation today. They need to win to go ahead and get 7.5 games up today. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati. Right now, 2 games, they've won 2 games less. They're 87-59, 11 games out in front of St. Louis. I watched St. Louis at midnight last night, no, it was more like 1 o'clock, lose to the Los Angeles Dodgers on a walk-off in the bottom of the ninth inning. You know, St. Louis is done.
The National League, though, is looking awesome.
Yeah.
Well, in that wild card race, because there's 3 teams right now, that those Atlanta Braves, the Dodgers, and St. Louis, who are all in the mix, and the Dodgers and St. Louis are tied for that second wild card spot at 76.
Yeah,
it's 70.
Only the second wild card that's up for grabs. Atlanta's going to be in, it looks like. It's going to be either St. Louis or L.A., maybe even Pittsburgh or Milwaukee. They're 3 games back of the other guys, but I'm going to leave that alone. My San Francisco Giants, my buddy's San Francisco Giants, Bruce Bochy, 7.5 games out in front. They're doing it. The other night he used 8 relief pitchers in about 3 innings. You know, and his pitching, which is normally the strength of the San Francisco Giants, is weaker than it's been in years because his starters are getting banged up. Timmy Lincecum's ERA is still – he's actually pitching much better, but he's barely over 500. Barry Zito wins last night. He pitches a great game. You know, Matt Cain is only getting 5 and 6 innings in now. His arm seems to be starting to tire. But I see them winning the West and being in there. Now, let's talk about today's games real quick. You ready?
Yeah.
Cincinnati's at Miami. I'm passing. You know, when you're 11 games out in front, I cannot give you anything. Because how hard are they going to try to win a game when they're 11 games out in front?
Yeah, and it's not a very good pitching matchup,
you know,
favorable
for although
them.
Ricky Nolasco beat the Nats.
Yeah, no,
the last time
he's
he went,
got 12 wins. And
Ricky Nolasco has shot the best team in Major League Baseball out 2 games in a row.
Yep.
So maybe Nolasco is a play here in Miami. You know what? I'm going to take him. I'm going to take him because guess what? He's plus 110. That means that 100 units wins you 110. He's a slight underdog. Philly at Houston, Roy Halladay. Now, Philly has still got a fighting chance, but not much. They're tied with Pittsburgh and Milwaukee in the second wild card team in the National League. Halladay has looked a little bit better recently. He's 2-0 his last 3 starts. I'm going to take Philly here. You got to.
Yeah, well, Houston's terrible.
Well, yeah, they are terrible.
They're talking about bringing up Clemens to
pitch
for
him. Would be
so
nice.
I mean, they're awful.
Well, maybe he'll throw a bat at somebody. New York Mets, you got Chris the Tick Young going against Peralta with Milwaukee. You know, I don't like to play anybody against Milwaukee up there because they cheat up there because they have Ryan Braun.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass on that game.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a very good
Pittsburgh,
matchup.
Chicago Cubs. I took Lockie because Pittsburgh needs the game. He's going against Volstead, who, by the way, was 0-9 and he's won 2 games in a row. But I'm still taking Pittsburgh to win this game in Chicago against the Cubs. Cubs home game is not an advantage.
No, and the Cubs are throwing a guy who's looking at a 6 ERA. So,
all right, Colorado's at San Diego. This is a kid from Greenville, North Carolina, University of North Carolina. White, a right-hander who has struggled, but he's pitched a lot better recently, going against Werner from San Diego. San Diego's playing really well here at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. I'm passing on the game, though.
Yeah.
Two lousy teams. I don't want to talk to them. Wainwright is at 5. St. Louis at the Dodgers. Dodgers will be hot after winning on a walk-off late last night. They're still, you know, mathematically in the race for the National League, the National League West win, you know, crown. Wainwright has been tough, but recently he's 0-3. I'm taking the Dodgers here. I got to.
Yeah.
I got to take them because this guy, Fife, is pretty tough.
Yeah, he's got two.
Oh, and by the way, bad news for the Los Angeles Dodgers, for you baseball fans out there. Clayton Kershaw, probably going to have hip surgery for a labrum tear.
That's a killer.
He's done for the season.
That's
is
right.
What I'm hearing from my contacts out in L.A. And I'm going to tell you, you don't want to mess around with your ace.
Dodgers throwing a guy today, 2.16 ERA against Wainwright, who has a 4.01 right now.
Yeah, and listen, nobody, St. Louis hasn't seen this kid. So his first two times around the order, he's going to get people out.
Yeah.
You got Arizona. Oh, this is a tough game. Arizona, Vogelsong for San Francisco, who we had on the show in an interview earlier in the season. He's a great guy, Ryan, against Corbin, a lefty. Corbin has pitched okay. Vogie is struggling greatly lately. It looks like he's just trying to get to the end of the season. His ball doesn't seem to have a lot of movement. I think he's got some command problems. I wouldn't doubt if his back is bothering him. I'm going to pass on the game. Mm. If you held a gun to my head, I'd tell you to take Arizona today because the Giants have already won two games in a row out there. They've won the series.
Yeah.
So it's not a big deal. Washington and Atlanta. This is a huge game if you're Atlanta. Not as huge a game if you're Washington, but guess who's pitching? Gio going for what? Win number 20.
Yep.
Gio Gonzalez is in the Cy Young hunt.
He'll get it.
Oh, you know what? I think he'll get it, too, because I don't think, you know, you move Chipper to the right side. You might not even get a start out of Chipper Jones today on a Sunday. He pinch hit late last night and walked. You know, they've won two very close games. Bad call. By the way, everybody knows how much I hate umpires because I coach. I'm a manager in College Summer League. I don't hate them all, but I would have hated it. This guy would have tossed me before Davey. I'd have gotten in his grill. I'd have been spitting sunflower seeds on his face. I'd have been kicking dirt on his feet. I would have thrown chairs, baseballs, bats, everything, because he made the worst call I've ever seen. There was no way that LaRoche did not have his foot on the bag, playing a squared-up ball right back to the pitcher, okay? He was out by two or three steps. They call him safe. Now, that's crap. Davey Johnson got tossed first game all season. Good for you, Davey. You're my hero, buddy. Earl would have been out on the field for 15 minutes. They probably would have forfeited the game if Earl had been there. Anyway, let's go to the American League. That's right. We haven't talked about him yet. You got more for Tampa Bay going against Carota for the Yankees. Mm-hmm. This is a huge game for New York. If they win this, they're two games out in front. If they lose this game, and really only one or the other can happen, right? They're even. Yeah. Again, with the Orioles, if the Orioles win, they also pull Tampa within three. You got to like the Yankees here a little bit because they are at home. And I got to tell you, I saw Tampa play. I was in the stands right behind the dugout. I saw. If you follow me at Bruce Hall Sports on Twitter, by the way, you'll get all kinds of information about all kinds of things. But I was tweeting from the stadium the other day. I had to go take a look at some college kids for my summer team at UMBC. So I went to the game. It was a 12:35 start. I tweeted you from there.
Yeah.
You were working. So anyway, I end up going to this game. It goes 14 innings. So I figure, no way Tampa wins the game the next night. They're exhausted. They've flown all the way to the West Coast. Guess what? Or they've gone all the way to New York. They won the next night. But then they got beat yesterday, and I think they're going to get beat today. I kind of like the Yankees.
The Yankees need this game. They're tied with the Orioles in their season series. So the next tiebreaker would be the division record. So they really need to take down Tampa if a tie happens for the division with the Orioles.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. Roy and I'll be right back.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BH Sports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
All right, we're back. I'm going to go through this stuff real quick because we've got a lot of stuff to do in 12 minutes. I'm going to tell you the games I'm going to take that I'm going to release to my players. I've already released them, actually. Jake Peavy and the Chicago White Sox are going to beat a good left-hander in Diamond for Minnesota today. They're going to win that game. They're only minus 120. It's a great value. Danny Heron, minus 160 in Kansas City, who's been playing better. But Danny Heron, last three games, 1.86 ERA. Take Danny Heron, who's a hell of a pitcher. And guess what? The Angels need to win. Detroit, this is a big race. Porcello, Ricky Porcello, 0-3 his last three games, but so is Ubaldo Jimenez. He's 0-3 too with a worse ERA. Take Detroit here. They need to win. They're going to probably score 15 runs today. Also, now let's go now to, we're going to do the Monday night game, Roy.
All righty.
Atlanta, Denver. Denver, it travels all the way to the East Coast to go into the Georgia Dome to play the Atlanta Falcons. Mike Smith, the head coach for Atlanta, 26-6 at home since 2008. I'm taking Atlanta minus the 3. I have to. Denver's good, no question.
Yeah.
Atlanta has got a better offense. They've got more weapons than Peyton. And I got to tell you, in that building, it'll be quiet when Matty Ice is behind center. It ain't going to be so quiet when Peyton walks up. Even when he's doing his no huddle, it's going to be so loud, it's going to be hard for him to do. And plus, there's two great, I think personally the defense that they have in Atlanta is average to just slightly above average. I'm not convinced that Denver's defense is all that good either. I look for Michael Turner to get the ball, what do you think, 15, 20 times in this game? They're not going to drop just three or four guys in the secondary. They're gonna play them heads up, and I think Atlanta wins a close game, but I think they covered the 3 points. I've got them for 3 stars. That's it.
I'm not playing this game other than the total, and I like the over here of a 51. Simply because I don't think that either defense is good enough to stop the other team's offense. I think Peyton showed that he's back. He's capable of being Peyton Manning again,
right?
And I think that is the only reason why I'm staying away from this total.
All right, let's go over our 5 picks real quick, Roy. I'm going to pick my 5 first, okay? And then you pick your book.
Okay.
I got a book right here. Okay, here we go. Giants -7 over Tampa Bay. No. Cincinnati -7 over Cleveland. No. Baltimore 1 over Philly. That's one of them. I'm taking Baltimore. They weren't +1. They're +2.5.
Yeah, +2.5.
New Orleans -1 at Carolina.
I have a -2.5.
All right. I'm not taking that.
Okay.
All right. Kansas City +3.5 at Buffalo. I'm not taking that. Dallas -3. At Seattle, I'm not taking that.
I am.
Okay. I'm taking, yeah, you know what? I'm taking San Francisco.
Yes, you are. That's your
-7.
Straight cash, homie.
Yeah. Over, absolutely.
That was your straight cash.
-7 over Detroit. And I'm taking, did I take New Orleans?
You didn't.
All right.
You have Baltimore and San Francisco right
all
now.
All right. I'm going to take New Orleans.
All right.
-2.5. And guess what else I'm taking? My 2 totals. I love over 44 Indy Mini, and I love over 51 New Orleans. Those are my 5, homie. Now, who are you taking, Roy Boy?
So you have over for the New Orleans game and over in the Minnesota game?
That's correct.
Okay.
That would be correct.
My 5 plays are Baltimore, 2.5 over Philadelphia.
Did I take them? I did.
That was my straight cash homie
straight
play.
Straight cash, homie.
Straight cash, homie.
And then I have Houston, -7.5 over Jacksonville.
You love Houston, and I picked them for the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And then I'm not going to do total. Actually, yeah, I'll do a total. I'll do.
You don't have to.
I'll do the New Orleans over.
That's a good call.
I like Dallas. -3 over
that's a good pick. That's
Seattle.
One of my picks. I got it for 3 stars.
And then I have the New Orleans 2.5 over Carolina. So those are my 5.
Congratulations, homie. Did you write all those down?
I did. I have them right here.
Thank God. All right. Send me that now, homie. Hey,
I know,
it rained last night, but I didn't come down in that rain last night. Hey, listen, it's been a great show today. I want to remind everybody to get on our scoreboard. And make your picks. Matt, what was it that you wanted me to tell them?
I wanted you to tell them to listen to the scorecard after our
show. Oh, listen to that. Yes. It's the scorecard. I thought you were talking about our website. No, the scorecard.
They can go,
to that
too.
Hey,
too. BruceHallSports.com. Click on fantasy football at the top, and they can make their picks against
us. We got all kinds of stuff going on. Listen, you know, I got a 45-minute drive ahead of me, and as soon as I get home, I'll grab some iced tea. I'll make a sandwich, and it'll be 1 o'clock, and I'm going to settle in front of Red Zone and have a good time. Listen, you people up there, for all you guys that are either at the stadium already or are in the process of getting there, get to the stadium. Let's root those New York Giants on. I'd love to see the Jets win today. I don't know that it's going to happen, but I'm pretty sure the Giants are going to give you what you're looking for today. They are one of my plays, Giants minus 7 over Tampa Bay for 3 stars. You know, it's been one heck of a run. This first week, it's been a lot of fun. Roy, what are you going to do later today? You got any plans?
I'm going to a viewing party of the Washington Redskins. So I'm going to a bunch of my buddies getting together. As everyone who listens to the show knows that I moved to Baltimore, but I'm going back to Northern Virginia for this game. And to my buddy Evan Moberly, who got married a couple months ago. So I'm going to his house to throw some bags, play some cornhole, watch some RG3. So that'll be best.
No, that sounds good. I'm going to go over my picks one more time for the people that have just keyed in and trying to figure out what's going on. Here were my plays in the National Handicappers Bowl. And by the way, if you want to follow me and see how I'm doing, literally in a contest I play every year with the National Handicappers Bowl with Pro Football Weekly, that's who puts it on, you go to NH Bowl. NationalHandicappersBowl.com, NHBowl, B-O-W-L.com. Here's my first play. Giants minus 7 over Tampa Bay for 3 stars. We already talked about that. The Giants, in my opinion, need to win this. You don't want to go 0-2, especially in front of the home crowd. I was at the Chicago preseason game. If you can bring that kind of energy to a preseason game, you can bring that kind of energy to a regular season game. Cincinnati minus 7 over Cleveland. Look, is Cincinnati going to come back for Marvin Lewis after getting the crap kicked out of them in Baltimore? I say yes. I think they're going to beat up a Cleveland team who many people have ranked in their rankings. And if you go to my website, by the way, tomorrow morning, my power rankings will be on my website. You know, they're on there now. But Cincinnati minus 7 over Cleveland, I only played that for 2 stars. I would play it for 3, but I played it for 2 because I can only use 27 points in the contest. Baltimore plus 1 over Philly. Love this game. I'm taking them for 3 stars. I might have taken it for 4. New Orleans minus 2.5 at Carolina. I like this for 3 stars. I might have taken that for 4. Kansas City. Roy, you and I both liked Kansas City, didn't we?
Yeah, and
when we talked earlier.
Well, I have Kansas City winning the division out west, so they have to win this game.
You did pick them, and you know what? They're good. And you know, they lost last week to a very good football team.
At Atlanta, yeah.
I think that they're going to come
back. You have Atlanta beating the Broncos.
I do, because you know what? They're 26-6 at home. They're on Monday Night Football. If you can't win then, when can you win? Plus, he doesn't have a ton of guys injured yet. Dallas, but I'm taking Kansas City, plus 3.5 points at Buffalo. Why, Roy? Because we think Buffalo what?
They're no good.
Sucks.
They're pretenders.
Yeah, I don't. And you know, I like Ryan Fitzpatrick. He seems like a nice guy. He's starting to look a little like Jason Worth with that beard, though. It's getting a little weird. But I got them for 3 stars, and that's a straight play. Dallas, minus 3 at Seattle. That was another one of my plays for 3 stars. I like Dallas in the first 6 to 8 games of any year. Why? Because they play well then. When do they not play well? December. That's when we like to jump on the other side. Seattle still has a rookie quarterback. They do have Marshawn Lynch, who could create some problems for Washington. But, you know, Marshawn was, I want to say he was questionable or probable last week because he's got a little bit of a hammy problem or something. I just think Dallas is going to go into Seattle. I think Romo's going to, you know, put some scores up. I sure hope the guys that I have Dallas's defense on my fantasy league. I added them, you know, because I had Buffalo early on, and that ain't going to happen. San Francisco minus 7 over Detroit. That's my play of the week. Who was your play of the week, Roy?
Baltimore.
So if you got Baltimore and San Francisco, if you have the Harbaugh family, you're doing good. I like 5 stars on San Francisco. You want a prediction on the game here? I say the final score of this game is going to be 38-20. I think that's a good score for that game. They may not even get 20, Detroit. Matter of fact, that defense might hurt Matthew Stafford. Atlanta is a 3-point favorite over Denver. I'm taking them Monday night for 2 stars. I'm just picking them. I just think they're the, they have, you know, they, first of all, they'll start 2-0. And they do need to keep a game on top of New Orleans. New Orleans has a must win here at Carolina. Carolina's going nowhere this year, wouldn't you agree?
I completely agree.
I think we talked about them being a little better earlier in the show, but you know, I don't
they were bad last week.
But I don't see the change. Now they are getting the other running back, the one that they gave what? You know, $7 million a year to.
Williams and Stewart will both play this week.
So. They're both supposedly dressed out, and that'll be interesting. Now the totals that I have picked in the Indianapolis Minnesota game. You know I like Andrew Luck. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to tell everybody this now. I activated him on my fantasy league team. Even though Eli Manning is a predicted hire, I didn't take him.
Well, Eli Manning poo-pooed the bed last week for you.
Yes, he did. Well, no, he actually didn't do that bad, but he did pretty bad. Oh, yeah, but I was playing
Matt. You're still good enough to beat Matt.
Who am I playing this week?
You play Kyle.
Well, so
I'm surprised you haven't mentioned that at all this show.
Well, I'm playing Kyle, who's our producer back in the studio in New York, and he's a great guy, but I'm going to kick his butt this week, even with Andrew Luck. And I took Kobe Flaner, tight end that they drafted in the end of the first round, from Stanford, where he was a teammate and roommate of Andrew Luck. But anyway, I've got over 44 points in the Minnesota game. I have that for 5 stars. I don't see how they don't score 40 points like one of them. The good news for an over in that game is also the defensive end, Dwight Freeney, being out for Indianapolis. If there's no pass rush, that means the Minnesota quarterback is going to have all the time in the world to throw. And I've got your game. And you've got this total too, don't you? Over 51, New Orleans. That's going to be a great game. Listen, I want everybody to drive safely out there. Do not text and drive. Use voice activated. It's very easy to do. Hey, sure the messages look like crap when you send them, but it's just as fun to read them.
Thank God for autocorrect.
Hey, listen, I'm Bruce Hall. This is for Roy Edwards, my buddy. We'll be back next week on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.